Susie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the study done by Sydney's George Institute for Global Health has shown that the average Australian consumes almost double the amount of salt that is regularly recommended for a healthy diet. Why do you think we're consuming salt at such a high rate?
Well, I think it's the amount and number of processed foods that we're eating each day, because literally anything we eat, whether it's some bread, a wrap, sauces in our sushi lunch or soups and stocks, are packed full of salt. And then on top of that, a lot of people still season with the salt shaker. And so all in all, it means we're having, you know, up to 8 grams of salt in total per day, when really the recommendation is to keep it below 5. So we're almost double, you know, what we should be having. So it really is a matter of becoming more salt aware, particularly in World Salt Awareness Week, and looking for ways that we can reduce our overall intake on a daily basis.
Right, and the study also stated that people underreported their salt consumption. Do you think this is connected to our overconsumption? And if so, how can we change it?
You know, I think people really don't realise how much salt is packed into everyday food. So things like when we're grabbing some sushi rolls and adding the soy sauce in, or we're picking up a soup or putting some dressing on a salad, they're forgetting that every single time we're adding small amounts of salt into our diet. Then we have all these fantastic cooking shows encouraging us to season all the time with plenty of salt. And so it's just become a normal part of our daily intake. And so when people become aware of actually how much is going in, or perhaps healthy foods, things like soups and stocks that they think are good choices, but when you take a closer look, they're really packed full of salt in their foods people are eating every day.
Right. And what are the negative health consequences of excessive salt consumption?
Long term, we know it increases the risk of high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease. It basically increases the volume of fluid in our bodies. So over time, it can be causing damage to our cells. And it's the closest risk, so with heart disease. But even on a daily basis, it can make you feel tired, bloated, retaining fluid. So it's not a good thing for us to be getting into a habit of having in general. And then for anyone who's getting older and perhaps has some heart disease risk in the family, it's something that you want to really tone down and be keeping your intake to 5 grams or less per day, which in numbers is less than 2,000 milligrams. So whenever we're looking at food labels and we're looking at foods that have got more than about 400 milligrams of salt per serve or sodium per serve, that's a sign that it's just too high and we really ideally need to reduce it.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're talking to dietitian Susie Burrell about Australia's alarming rate of salt consumption and how it's negatively affecting the nation's general health. Now, Susie, if Australia's massive salt consumption doesn't go down, what are we looking at for Australia's health as we grow older?
We're looking at a lot more people with high blood pressure. We're looking at a lot more people who have heart issues, heart disease and stroke. So it's really quite concerning because, of course, heart disease is already Australia's number one killer. So it's linked long-term to some really negative health consequences. And, of course, the issue with salt in general is the more you have in your diet, the more you want. So if young people get used to having a diet that's higher in salt, the issue is that that's going to continue generally through their lifespan and put them at much higher risk of developing these conditions. So it is important that we teach our younger generations as well as our older populations that we need to be choosing lower salt varieties of food. We need to be looking for foods that have got less than 400 milligrams of sodium per serve, and particularly when it comes to our Asian sources, the kinds of wraps we're choosing. We're looking for brands like Helga's, which have got lower sodium levels, and companies are working towards reducing the sodium in the products in general so that we're getting it less from our day-to-day foods that we're buying at the supermarket.
Right. Well, we've got Helga's working to reduce our salt. What about our government? What can they do to address Australia's relationship with salt?
Any kind of regulation that encourages food manufacturers to reduce the amounts of salt in their products is a positive initiative. We know that the government can do a lot more when it comes to health in general with our foods. And of course, then there's general consumer education. So the more we're able to inform the average person about the importance of watching the amounts of salt in their diet, the better. So the government can play a key role in advising and educating people, as well as encouraging food manufacturers and industry to reduce the overall levels of sodium in their food.
Right. Well, Susie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. And put away that salt shaker.
I will. It's in the cupboard and I will never find it again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.